Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotional. I don't have any coffee with me right now, but I must say I would love a cup. I hope you are enjoying yours. Take a deep breath of the aroma, sip, settle in, and enjoy our time together. You know, our lives are full of people telling us what not to do and what to do. Parents, teachers, bosses, doctors. Wear your mask, don't get closer than 6 feet, wash your hands, lose weight, don't eat sugar, exercise, eat healthy, organic is preferred, meat without hormones, free range eggs, whole grains. Sometimes I wonder how I got as old as I am. Do you ever feel like just telling everyone to shut up? In 1 Kings 5, 9 through 12, there is a story about a commander named Naaman. Now, Naaman was extremely well thought of. He was strong and a brave soldier in the kingdom of Aram. Aram periodically attacked Israel and took Israelites back to Aram as servants, which turned out to be a blessing for Naaman. But Naaman had two major problems: leprosy and arrogance. In Bible times and centuries later, leprosy was a condemnation to isolation, no cure, no treatment, and people knew it spread from one to another, a death sentence. In Naaman's case, there was a young Israelite girl in the service of Naaman's wife who mentioned that there was a man in Israel, Elijah, a man of God, who could heal Naaman. So Naaman took a letter from his king, as well as gold and fine clothes, to present to the prophet in payment for his healing. Naaman assumed he would be given some tasks so that he would be cured and that he would be met with appropriate respect and treatment. After all, he was Naaman, commander of the Aram army. 1 Kings 5, verses 9 and 10. So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elijah's house. Elijah sent a messenger to say to him, "Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored and you will be cleansed." Second problem of Naaman, arrogance. In other words, total lack of humility. Verse 11 through 12. Naaman went away angry and said, "I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy." So he turned and went off in a rage. "Doesn't he know who I am? I, Naaman, commander of the army. How dare this so-called prophet not even come out to meet me, but send his servant and then simply tell me to wash in the dirty Jordan River?" Naaman was clearly insulted. He had no awareness that all his strength and power and reputation was a gift from the one and only God in heaven. A simple task and faith is all it would take to be healed. But because of his arrogance, he almost walked away. Verse 13. Naaman's Israelite servants went to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?" So he went down. Naaman changed his mind and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Stubborn, prideful Naaman. Such a simple thing to do, and he refused. It was too easy, brought no glory to him. So simple, too simple, couldn't possibly make a difference. Often in our lives, difficult situations can be cleared up, resolved with a simple "I'm sorry" or "thank you" Yet we will not let go of our arrogance or fear of lack of control or loss of power to step forward and do the simple right thing. In our story, Naaman's change of heart and willingness out of desperation for healing, fear of being exiled to isolation, resulted not only in his physical healing, but the conviction. Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel." And he promised Elijah, "Your servant will never again make burnt offerings and sacrifices to any other God but the Lord." Once again, the Lord used an unlikely candidate, a pagan, arrogant leper, who in desperation submitted to the Lord and became a messenger of God's love and power in a pagan land. Jesus asked so little of us to love him and all others. Any action we need to take to grow, to blossom in faith, he will provide. Courage, persistence, if only we ask. Ask and it shall be given to. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Mark 7:7. All Jesus asks of us to allow ourselves to believe in him and trust him. Yet, like Naaman, so many seem unwilling. P.S. Please consider this message. Put aside need to control or arrogance or whatever prevents you, and for the sake of all, wear your mask. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.